Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Hello there. Your Thursday Lori and Julia show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us. Holly Robertson for Julia today. Julia back on Monday. Don't forget, if you want to get that discounted rate to join us for the Race for the Cure on Mother's Day, you got to do it by Saturday, which is the 30th. You'll save a few dollars. We'd love to have you join us as we walk again at Southdale in Edina on Mother's Day, May 12th.
Yes, sorry. Yes. Thank you, Donnie. Thank you so much.
I do need to mention one other thing. Uh-huh. I've been instructed to by the powers that be. At My Talk, the month of April is April. April. So here's the deal. When you download the My Talk app and register, you'll be eligible to win a Royal Caribbean Bahamas cruise.
Ooh, that's a good prize.
Yeah, thanks to Bell Destinations and Sun Country Airlines. Also, listen on the app and register to win daily as we give away $107 each day in the month of April. So download the app and register, okay?
Very good. All right, let's listen to our celebrity voice. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to J-Lo. On June 28th, Friday night at the Excel.
Fabulous prize.
J-Lo tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. But we'll be giving away a pair today, and we'll have one more pair tomorrow.
Right. All right, here's the voice.
Here we go.
The question was, how are you going to make black history? And so I was 15, I wrote the essay, and now I'm like living exactly what I wrote about.
Tough one?
No.
You think you know?
I might know.
I got to write down it again. Guess. I mean, we got a big clue there with Black History Month.
That definitely helped.
Who's in the news? 651-641-1071. If you know, give Donnie a call. Now, Holly, I would like to... Have you seen Us yet?
I have not.
Okay. People are crushing so hard, including Julia and I, on Winston Duke, who plays the husband.
He was in Black Panther, right?
No? Winston Duke? I
believe he was.
Was he? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't recognize him because he probably had some kind of a costume or something on in Black Panther, or was one of the minor. I only had eyes for Michael B. Jordan and the other guy, Chadwick. Honestly, but Winston, he plays Gabe Wilson, who, along with his wife and the kids, you know, they're terrorized by a group of strangers, a.k.a. doppelgangers, who look just like him. Anyway, people are swooning over Winston because of the scene, and you haven't seen it yet, but there is a scene where he is sprawled out on his bed in a pair of tiny boxers that are sealing the movie in some people's mind because the tiny boxers show off his very strong, thick, muscular thighs, and people are going crazy.
Yes.
We just, you know.
It is nice.
Yes.
I am looking forward to this aspect of the movie. I did not know that we would have delicious eye candy.
Eye candy, and he's kind of a thicker bodied guy, you know, so people were just like all happy about it. Anyway, people were like, I know Us is supposed to be scary, but I can't stop thinking about Winston Duke's thighs.
Well, you know, maybe when you're being terrified, just, you know, in between the scenes of being terrified,
et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Winston Duke is really, people know his name now after this movie. Now, someone else whose name we know, Mr. Tom Cruise, I didn't know this, but it is being reported that Connor Cruise, the would-be DJ,
his
son of Nicole and Tom Cruise, is going to marry his Italian girlfriend, Sylvia, in a Scientology ceremony. And Tom Cruise is saying, you know, a suppressive person like Nicole Kidman.
Oh, she can't come.
She can't come to the
wedding. Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah.
That's really awful.
He's the law in Scientology. Yeah.
Well, there's that Page Six story reporting that people view him as a deity in the Church of Scientology.
And I think we've known that because he's like second. I feel like Leah Remini has told us that.
Yeah, she said that. They quoted her in that Page Six story. So it's like interesting why that story's coming out right now. I couldn't really tell you because it was kind of things that we had already talked about
well,
a little bit.
Well, it's in relation to somebody that has left Scientology is talking about how the orders would come out anytime there's a Tom Cruise movie for Scientologists to buy and go.
Well, yes, fill the movie fill theaters. The movie go and watch these movies.
Although Mission
movies.
Impossible doesn't need help. The Jack Reacher did fine by themselves. If they came out for The Mummy, it didn't help.
No.
That movie bombed so bad, but they also spent... You know, made you know they it costs so much money that even
the mummy was
there's
a
not
giant
that many
turd.
Scientologists. I bet there's only about 5,000 in the whole world.
You're probably right, Lori.
Yeah,
yeah.
At least I hope so. Anyway, so Connor, if he gets married, I don't know. Sylvia, run. What does his Italian girlfriend's parents think about this? Are they blinded by the fact that they are going to be in-laws with Tom Cruise because they need to investigate Scientology and have their daughter run?
Well, do you think that somebody who would be marrying Connor Cruise would come from a family of Scientologists
probably,
herself?
Probably.
So she's probably...
Already there.
Already there, yeah.
All right. Well, Donnie is really having trouble getting the voice for our J-Lo tickets. Maybe he finally got a winner after 17
calls. I finally got a winner.
All right.
It took about 17 calls
to get it. 17 calls.
Let's hear the voice.
I got everybody from Jordan Peele to Michael B. Jordan, but it's not any of those people.
Can we listen again?
We are going to listen again, and Chris is going to tell us who it is. Here we go.
The question was, how are you going to make black history? And so I was 15, wrote the essay, and now I'm like living exactly what I wrote about.
All right, Chris, who is that? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't press the button.
Okay,
sorry
Chris.
About that, Chris. I messed up there. Tell
Chris,
us,
who is that?
First of all, I didn't know I was speaking to the Donnie.
Donnie is the only one answering the phone here.
That's right.
A three-person operation.
That's right, yes.
And you ladies are my favorite.
Thank you.
And it is John Legend.
Yes! John Legend.
Who's got the new romance?
Oh, the dating show.
Chris, who are you going to take to Jennifer Lopez?
I don't know yet. I mean... I have so many choices.
Oh, good.
Well, go, girl.
Wonderful. Well, we might see you there, so look for us at our watering hole, the Eagle, right across from the Excel. That's where we like to go.
I'll be there.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Chris. Congratulations.
All right, stay listening. Tomorrow we'll have another pair of tickets for J-Lo. Happy birthday tour at the Excel, June 28th. Okay, so getting back to Hollywood. Yesterday, I think... You told us, or Donnie told us, that Nicolas Cage was spotted getting his marriage.
Yes, in Las Vegas, at the Clark County Courthouse.
Yeah, well, we got more details. Thank you, Daily Mail. Ooh, here's what's happening. He and his girlfriend of either 3 years or 1 year, Erica Quakey, she always wears kimonos in any of their photos. They ended up getting married at the Bellagio. On Saturday night.
So they are married.
And their journey to the altar started out rough with Nick. So they must have gotten somebody to go, tell them all this. Nicolas Cage being drunk and belligerent, screaming that Erica's boyfriend was a drug dealer and insisting he wasn't going to do it.
Oh.
And they started by filling the application out on one of the machines, like a self-check-in at the airport.
Isn't it romantic?
And the whole time he was yelling, she's going to take all my money. Her ex is a druggie. And the woman kept saying, baby, I'm not asking you to do this. And they were making such a scene. They were taken into a private room and later left the courthouse with their papers.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable. The Daily Mail has the photographs.
And if according to the Las Vegas Review Journal, she is, she's always wearing a kimono and she's been spotted. Huh? She's 35. Her parents own a Thai restaurant. And apparently they own Jasmine Thai Cuisine in L.A. And that's where he met her. And the wife he had before her, he met her when she was waitressing.
So he has an MO.
Yeah. Anyway, she's not a makeup artist. That was false. She was working. Anyway, some people say they've been together since 2018, April 2018. Other people said they've been together since June of 2016, right when he separated. Nicolas Cage does have a reputation of moving from...
Of the overlap.
Yes, he has the overlap. He's got one in the wings that becomes the new one.
One on the bench.
And one on the bench. The side sauce becomes the main course.
Yep.
So to speak.
Doesn't usually end up working out too well. No. So I...
Anyway, but she always wears... kimonos,
which they don't wear in Thailand.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's a robe. That's her look. Oh, okay. I mean, maybe she's a master spy with a basement full of wigs and prosthetics like Carrie Russell on The Americans.
Could very well be.
That would be perfect.
Was that because she does look different in her pictures? In different pictures, the Las Vegas Journal points out how she looks different all the time.
Yeah, she has. She colors her hair differently, wearing different outfits. Oh, Nicolas Cage. Maybe, you know, if there there is the basement of full of wigs, Nicolas Cage could borrow one, please.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
The phrase I'm thinking of when I'm looking at all these pictures. Nicolas Cage is, bless his heart.
I know.
Just like, really?
We wish him well.
And you know, I saw Patrick Muldoon, the actor who was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. He was a wedding guest at Denise Richards' wedding. And I do recognize him as an actor.
Yes. His name is familiar.
Very familiar. But he honestly has got the same dark hair he had when he was 25. And now he's 55. And it's very similar to what John Fogerty does.
Oh.
And what Paul McCartney used to do until his wife Vicky got him into smudging. You can't go that dark.
Yeah. You can't. And the eyebrows are faded. And then
if you don't match the eyebrows, it's just like it'll be shocking. I mean, it's like it's too dark. It's too dark.
And then he's got the weird, like the shaggy bangs. It's like get a
and
nice
Nicolas
clean
Cage
cut.
Does this too. His hair is overly
mulleted in the back a little bit.
Too dark.
It's way too dark. We need to advise.
I know. Smudging is your friend, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, we come back. It's time for the Dirt Alert, and we got Holly today.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, what are you going to surprise me with? Because I don't know what she's been looking at over
I
there.
Either.
I don't know what she
Scary.
Has planned.
I have fantastic, interesting casting news to start this Dirt Alert off with this afternoon. And that would be a role that Tom Hanks is currently in negotiations to play. And that would be Colonel Tom Parker.
What?
Wow.
Who's doing a Colonel Tom Parker movie?
Well, this is going to be an Elvis movie directed by Baz Luhrmann.
Okay.
The same director behind Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge.
All right, tell us more.
Well, so now he's just in negotiations. This is according to Variety.
Okay.
This is going to be about Elvis Presley. And then, of course, we know Colonel Tom, the Colonel.
The Colonel, yeah.
The Colonel, who was so massively influential in Elvis's life. And I would say, you know, maybe misguided Elvis's career in many ways.
He misguided it, but he also then, like... He was also devilishly smart and got Elvis a lot of money because of how when Elvis recorded a song, he got publishing rights.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So he was good and bad for Elvis, wasn't he?
Yes,
oh,
he
my
was.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the Colonel.
Boy, Tom Hanks is just becoming our greatest character actor.
Yes.
Yeah, he's Mr. Biopic.
He really is.
And he's playing Fred Rogers in the upcoming biopic, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Which I guess
it has a name.
And that's what you got to do. I mean, he's like 61 or whatever. And, you know, like if you want to have some interesting parts, right, this is what you got to... I love it.
I love this. And the cool thing is when you look at the side-by-side pictures of Tom Hanks next to Colonel Tom, it totally makes sense.
Really?
It really, I mean, you know, he might have to, you know, get a little prosthetics.
Yeah, maybe get another chin.
Maybe get another chin for Colonel Tom. Mm-hmm. But he would wear it well.
It's amazing what they do with hair, makeup, and costume, how much you can look like somebody. Wow.
Absolutely.
All right.
Speaking of music news, could new Adele music be coming out this year? The reason we're speculating about this is because Adele was spotted heading into a recording studio in New York City yesterday. So obviously she's doing something. And she's been hanging out in New York City. We saw her last weekend out with Jennifer Lawrence in Greenwich Village. And that's all we really have to say about that. Her last album came out all the way back in 2015, the song with Hello in it.
Hello.
25. So we haven't had any new music from Adele since 25. So it seems like she's back in the studio. She likes to take those long breaks.
Yeah.
With her little son.
with her little son.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yes, we went to that show at the Excel.
Was it just amazing? Did you just
I think
like
it was a
Bids
for Kids thing, and we had a suite, and Julia, I'm going to just say, sometimes is not the best concert goer because she's too chatty Cathy.
Oh, I was going to say, did she leave early?
No, she didn't. But the lady who bid on the suite actually had to shush her because we wanted to listen to Adele. I just pretended like I didn't know her, which was really hard to do because, you know, obviously I do know her.
Yeah, it's like, who are you?
But I'm like, shh. You know, we're trying to listen. Like, Adele is not a concert that you go and you, like, talk through.
It's not a rock and roll social concert where you're chatty cat. Because some of those concerts, you can be.
You can be, but not Adele.
No. Oh, no.
Gosh. Yeah, anyway, that was funny. But that was such a good album, too.
It was such a good album. Mm-hmm. So I think, fingers crossed, that Adele may be releasing new music by the end of the year. The last album came out in the fall, and that's usually when a lot of the big records come out. So we have that to look forward to. Thank you, Donnie. Just in time for Christmas. I want to catch you up on a story, a real story, that is not in the world of celebrity necessarily, but you remember the name Mary Kay Letourneau?
Oh, yes.
And her husband, Vili Folau. Well, they are moving.
He was 12, right, when they got together, and she was a school teacher.
When she assaulted him, yes.
Yes, dirty, messy story.
Yes, well, they're moving forward with their separation. Apparently, their reconciliation attempts have failed, and this is being confirmed by People magazine. They have a legal filing with the King County Superior Court that states that the couple is moving forward with private arbitration to finalize the split. Yeah. And that they want to end things.
Did they have two kids together?
Two kids. Children. They were both at, like, when she was in prison.
Yeah. She twice became pregnant with Folau's children before he was 15 years old. Because I want to say that he's in his mid-30s. He's 35 right now.
Yeah, and she's like 57. 57. Yeah. I can't imagine that they even lasted this long. It's just terrible.
Yeah, I want to say that they have separated at one point in the past. They're occasionally spotted out in the Seattle area. That's where they live.
I mean, he's been with this woman his whole life, and she took advantage of him as a kid. I can imagine that he, like, maybe he's had some therapy, and he's, like, really angry with her, and he would like to go and have a life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm kind of... I'm irritated by the source at People magazine that says that they really gave it the old college try.
Those are the words?
Yes! That's from the source. That's gross. I don't like that. And the source goes on to say that they have a long history with two kids, but it really seems to have run its course. Like, they're trying to normalize the situation, which it is not normal.
Not normal. And I have to believe that he did get some therapy or had got some feelings about what happened to him, because she was the 35-year-old married mother of four when she was teaching him.
And was your teacher.
Teacher.
And he was a child and you raped him.
Yeah, it's just... we've always hated this story, but yet been fascinated by it at the same time.
Right. Well, we'll move on to something maybe just as controversial.
Okay.
Tori Spelling was on social media and she received some backlash after she promoted muffins as a healthy snack for her children.
Oh, dear.
Well, is she wrong?
They're high calorie, Lori.
So what? It's got some bran in it. It'll make you poop tomorrow. And she's just giving them the muffin tops.
Yeah.
So, Tori Spelling captioned an Instagram photo of her kids. I think that this was endorsed Yeah, you know, I'm sure. She's got some money problems. She said this mom of five, yeah, finds snack time a balancing act between pleasing my kiddos and feeling good as a parent about what I'm feeding them. And then the trolls came out.
Well, that's because of how she worded it.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody's, the first ingredient is sugar, empty calories with no nutritional value. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I mean, look.
The moms are up in arms.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's how she worded that thing. And it's a sponsored, it's a SponCon. Yeah. So
yes,
there
it
you
is
go.
A SponCon.
So you will get, she's never reading any of that. She doesn't care. She just already shared a cashier check.
Yeah, hashtag edge. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay American Express with that Instagram post. Get paying. Finally, I want to let you know that Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, reportedly had a trademark for a beauty brand denied. Why? Because of poor punctuation on her application to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Well, there's USC material right there.
Yeah, that's rich.
Unfortunately, the Patent and Trademark Office says that, you know, poor punctuation in identifications is necessary. Sorry, your comma, semicolons, and apostrophes are the only punctuation that should be used. So, oops.
You can't just have run on trademarking Olivia Jade lip kit, Sand Beauty, Wish Queenie Lippy, you know, all on a yeah. run on sentence right. of all the stuff that.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Trying to trademark myself.
Yeah.
Gotta learn punctuation.
Oh, boy. And, you know, her lawyer is the same lawyer that is going to defend her parents, and he obviously helped her with that paperwork. So I'm like, they need a new lawyer.
Oh,
and your theory is?
All right, if you've had the theory that millennials are more stressed out, millennials and what do we call Gen Z? What's the thing right below?
Gen Z.
Gen yeah. Z are more stressed than anybody else, like than people that are baby boomer or Gen Jones or Gen X or whatever all these other gens are.
These other generations.
Yeah, do you think the theory of millennials and Gen Zers being more stressed out than other age groups is true?
Probably, only because I live it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you so stressed about?
Well, they say life is more stressful now than looking back at other periods of time and what they know about it from TV or movies. Okay. Here are some of the things that are really stressing out our millennials, including having trouble falling asleep about 138 nights out of the year because you're worried about stuff.
That makes sense.
Okay, so yeah. And this is according to
that makes sense.
To research, and here's what it is. So even though we think smartphones and digital technology are making our life easier, according to a couple of different surveys, about 3 out of 5 millennials, which is 58%, feel life is more stressful right now than looking back at other time periods. This is a 2000 millennials were part of this one. And they feel that the stress is caused by the accumulation of micro stressors, trivial experiences such as being stuck in traffic, waiting for appointments, slow Wi-Fi, various smartphone issues.
Donnie, slow Wi-Fi is a big deal.
Yeah. Now, of course,
get your semaphore flags.
Here's something. Yeah, here's something that everyone has in common. Doesn't matter what generation you're from.
Yes,
losing your wallet is the number one thing that people get stressed out about.
You're making me stressed out right now because I forgot my wallet at home, and I've literally been stressing out
all day long.
And I stress out because it's not that I had anything planned, mm-hmm. but then my mind starts to spin out of control. Like, what if today is the day
that somebody's been shopping with my wallet?
That, yeah, or that you need it for something if something bad happens. And then, oh my goodness, then the stories spin out.
Losing your wallet or even one credit card is the number one source. It doesn't matter what your age is. Yeah. 1 in 5 millennials said they would be like more mad if their phone cracked. The front of it.
Then your wallet missing?
Then their wallet missing.
For sure. Yeah,
and
totally.
2 in 5 millennials, which is 41%, say a damaged phone screen is worse than seeing their check engine light flash on their car.
Well, that one, I don't really know about that. I feel like the phone is easier to replace than the car.
Yeah.
Whoa, I don't think so.
Well, depends on what age of a car you have. You might have kind of a beater car, so who cares?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Right. 1/3 of millennials feel that having their phone die is a more miserable scenario than seeing, a fraudulent act being committed in front of them or whatever. They just don't care. They just, you know.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I know it. I mean, just.
Okay, these last few ones are a little ridiculous.
Okay,
they're
How about this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so millennials, losing the wallet, arguing with the partner.
Yeah.
Commuting, traffic delays, losing phone, arriving late to work. Six on the list is slow Wi-Fi, battery dying, forgetting passwords. It's really, here's what I'm going to say to the millennials. The older you get, the less stressed out you are about at least half of these.
Oh, yeah. I talked to somebody the other day and I was stressing out about something. And she's like, I am just like, you'll learn not to care. And I was like, yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, no, you're not. It just takes time.
I just got to mellow out,
like,
man.
Washing dishes is 20th on the list of a stressor for a millennial.
What is not stressful? That's just what you have to do.
I know, but still,
to take care of yourself.
Sometimes when you haven't washed dishes for a week, it does get stressful.
Well, yeah. I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I totally absolutely know what you mean. And
anyway.
I think one of the things, there's something to this list, and I think the reason the perception is, and probably one of the realities on why life is stressful now for millennials or why it is because it's on you, the individual, to be able to filter through media, be able to filter through the news in a way that you didn't have to 20, 30 years ago.
The social media,
and it's on the individual to be able to monitor how much news intake you're taking.
Are you sharing anything that you say? Or are you just talking out into the void and you're just a big loser because no one's even liked it?
Well, exactly.
Well, I mean, it is a thing that I do think that is unique with having to have your life be always, I mean, you're never going to get away from all the pictures that are out there of you. Your life has been documented, maybe not since you were born so much for all millennials, but Gen Z for sure.
Well, for sure. And plus, now think about Gen Z or even parents now where it's like, okay, the kids are out there from even before day one when the sonogram photograph is out there. And so, and then one day
those kids might sue some of these parents about like having, it'll be very uncool to have, it'll come full circle and
my permission.
But I agree with you. I think, you know, this was stuff that we didn't have to worry about when we were in our teens or 20s about what people said. In gossip was one thing, it didn't come back to you, but gossip is happening in real time.
Yes.
With Snapchat, Instagram, it's very easy feel left out and not be.
Yeah. And even on
keeping up with the Regina George's.
On the macro level of like news, like you got to be able to control that yourself. It's not just like tuning into
the technoference. Real.
Lori, it is. It truly, truly is.
Yeah, it is. Do you think more millennials are going to be more, are really like trying to like sometimes have an afternoon or take a weekend or take a vacation and they try and disconnect, even though it might be a little bit hard at first? Do you think that that's a detox that people are going to get into more?
Good idea.
I think so. I've tried it.
Yeah.
I've actively deleted.
Like when you went on your yoga thing, did you detox from...
I tried.
You did,
but the Oscars were on. That was tough. I had to watch that. Had to give a.
Of course.
Besides that, I would really limit it. Mm-hmm. I would maybe read the news in the morning. Mm-hmm. I would only really read maybe one or two news sites and just make sure to keep up on current events.
I'm telling you, it was so refreshing to disconnect.
It is totally so refreshing.
But honestly, I just didn't care because I was so focused on what I was doing on my trip in February. So in February, I took a trip and I did a yoga practice week.
Yeah.
And so we were doing 4.5-5 hours of yoga practice a day.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that was so healthy. Yeah. And even if you can build in a vacation where that's active, where you're actively disengaging, I hope that it's a trend that catches on.
Casey cannot stay away from the news. He needs to read a news. He does.
Yeah, I know.
And he just does. And I just always tell him whenever we go on a trip, if it's 2 days, a week, whatever it is, I go, tell me if somebody amazing dies. Tell me if there's a huge breakup that you know I'd be interested in. And then tell me if like there's some kind of a, you know, world event has happened that, you know, I need to cry over, okay. yay over, right. pray over. That, I don't want to know anything. Yeah. And he, like, if he has the TV on, he shuts it off as soon as I come in. Yeah. I can't hear it. I can't hear it. And I was like, if you want to always get lucky day or night on this vacation, you will not let me hear it.
That's good incentive.
CNN or MSNBC.
But doesn't that put it really into perspective when you... yourself on vacation like that, you're like, I only really need to know this, this, and this.
Those are my three things.
Like, that's it. And I can totally function without having to hear the rest.
And sometimes I don't hear anything.
And that's
like a year ago in February, you know, Casey told me Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux, and then the Parkland shooting.
Yeah.
And then I think last November, when we were in Mexico, nothing happened on this like February thing. Anyway, maybe somebody died and then that's it. But he's always picking up USA Today and he's just got to know.
Yeah.
But he likes it. But, you know, I mean, we're always looking at everything, you know.
Right.
Here. Okay. Here's another theory. Half of Americans battle gym intimidation. Afraid of working out in front of others.
You guys buy that
theory? I totally buy that theory.
Because they don't look as good as the people around them.
Or you think, like, I remember one time I went to the Firm when the Firm, like, first came around.
Yeah, with the leotards
You got to be dressed the right way.
Yep. Well, luckily I was. Okay, I had my thong, unicorn, unitard up my colorful bike shorts.
I was going to say, with the belt?
Probably. I don't think I had a belt. I don't think I did that belt. But I mean, I remember I was just like beyond intimidated.
Scrunchy socks because in the Reeboks.
There were like dancers that worked out there.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful gay guys. And I was just like, I'd been going to Bally Swim and Fitness out in St. Louis Park. You know.
Oh my gosh, it's totally true. But here's the good part. Nobody cares.
It's true.
All in your own mind. If you're going to any of those places, they're not paying attention to you.
50% of people say they have gym intimidation when around other people at the fitness club. And 17% have gym intimidation when working out in front of the opposite sex.
Oh, dear.
I guess so.
You know what I got to say? You know, like, usually in a lot of, like, classes, you know, if they're not like a kickboxing or something, a lot of the classes do tend to be more women.
Yeah.
And it's more rare when you see a guy in a
like a group fitness class.
A group fitness class or whatever. So anyway, a whopping 37% of people said, you know, they've never worked out. They're too unhealthy to even begin.
You can always start somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but there's a new word for us, you guys. Gym intimidation.
Yeah.
Try not to have it.
Yeah.
Try not to have it. Battle those anxious feelings, people.
Please.
And remember, seeing hard results or hard results require hard work. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, you might have to just.
That is not a theory. That is a fact.
That is a fact. Mm-hmm. All right. There we go. Gym intimidation. And oh, gosh, I didn't even get to the theory about why 2019 will be the year we stop lying about our age. I'll save it for next week.
Okay.
Okay, that's a Chainsmokers featuring Emily Warren singing Side Effect.
Thank you, Lori, for being the resident DJ.
DJ
Lori B.
Well, people in the car are going, who is that? Who is that? Why don't they ever tell us? Okay, Donnie posted, Holly and I were just looking at it. Drew Barrymore has her first ever home decor line being sold at Target.
Walmart.
And of course, it has a sweet link somehow, if I read the story, to her role in E.T. But she's selling couches and beds and art. And
it's actually very cute and delightful. And it's very on trend.
She's totally got a velvet. I mean, you know, I don't know about getting some of the furniture. Like, would you buy a $900 sofa from Walmart?
Yeah,
I would not.
No.
But I like all of her little accessories. They're kind of fun. But here's the thing. They must do well with her because she's got her little flower cosmetic line at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And I like the chubby cheek sticks that they do.
Yeah.
Anyway, take a look at it if you're interested.
If you're interested in doing a spring refresh, you might want to pick up a few pieces.
Yeah. Our favorite headline today was Viola Davis was in Hawaii and she did a tandem skydive.
I watched it.
Wasn't that hilarious?
She had a great time.
She was... It was on the Big Island. Yeah. It was a 12,000 jump.
12,000 feet.
Glad I didn't wear a wig. Hashtag forgive me for my cussed words and jacked up hair.
Have either of you guys gone skydiving?
No.
No. No. Would you ever?
I might.
No.
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 Okay. Holly?
No.
Yeah, I would probably do it.
Yeah. The part that gets me is when they open the door for the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And then you look out, and then you think, well, what if my chute doesn't open, even though I got this guy who says it's going to? I've done this 10,199 times, and I think, what if I'm the one that
it doesn't open? You're the 11,000th
time. And I chose to do this. I would back up. I would
back up.
I would back up. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'd chicken
ma'am,
out.
Ma'am, please.
Yeah, I would totally chicken out. That would be the part. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow, so much for Project Down and Dirty Skydive.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. Have you even jumped like 10 feet high, like off of a big rock and into a lake or something?
It's terrifying. A diving board? Yeah, I've gone off of like a 15-foot diving board.
Yeah, that's terrifying to me.
I would rather go skydiving than bungee jumping.
Because the pull back up?
Because the pull back up.
It feels like it would hurt.
I feel like with the skydiving experience, you got a little time up in the air to scramble if it's not going to be working out for you. The bungee jump, it just... You're like, ah!
Anyway, she was anxious. She said, my will is done, signed, sealed, delivered, and witnesses.
Oh.
I know it. So that was kind of good. Anyway, Jennifer Garner is wondering what it does to an adolescent brain to see her made up.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't read that story. let's see. Excerpts coming out about Barbara Bush's. Somebody did a thing on her, a book on her called The Matriarch.
Oh.
And apparently she had a Trump countdown clock when he would be out of office. She blamed him for her heart attack that she had.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Barbara Bush was, she was rooting for her son. She was rooting for Jeb because,
absolutely.
Remember, he was part of the race at one point in time.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, so that's coming out. What else? Keanu Reeves took a bunch of fellow stranded passengers back to L.A. We loved that he played tour guide. They got stranded in Bakersfield, and they took a van back to L.A.
And then he gave a tour guide to Bakersfield, complete with the Bakersfield sound.
Yeah, I know. You just got to love it.
And yes.
Someone else was from Bakersfield. Wasn't Merle Haggard Bakersfield sound?
I don't know about that. I thought he was from Oklahoma or somewhere.
Yeah, but then he went out and like lived in a boxcar outside of Bakersfield. Why do I think that?
Well, the Louis Anderson show takes place in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Merle Haggard from Bakersfield.
Oh, okay, good job.
Yeah, Lori.
Thank you very much. Music memory vindicated.
Hey, thank
Buck
you.
Owens and Merle Haggard, both from Bakersfield.
Yeah, that's the Bakersfield sound, apparently. And he and his family lived like in a boxcar, an abandoned boxcar. That's how dirt poor they were. Yeah. I must have read a book or something about Merle Haggard.
I'm like, where the heck?
Will Jennifer Lawrence quit Hollywood once she marries Cook Maroney?
No.
Thank you. let's see. Kate Blanchett had a Machiavellian plan to turn her kids into vegetarians, but it failed.
Well, of course, you can't force your children to do that. They will in their own time if they want.
Yeah, and people are very excited about Candace Bushnell already getting the green light from Paramount to develop a TV series based on her book about dating after 50 called Is There Sex in the City? Is that what it's called? Something like that?
I don't think it's called that.
That, okay.
No,
is there sex
the
after 50?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no sex in the city in the
so
book.
So it's kind of misleading to think that this is going to be actually connected with the series Sex in the City.
It won't
be.
No. But she's the creator of that.
The spirit of the show.
The spirit of that. Maybe I love that Paramount is giving it the Yes, we would like it.
Please.
Okay, what else do we know? Here's one. You and I read the fan Bing Bing story. We never got back to it today
because
we're trying to dissect it. Basically, the Chinese government got wind of how much money the movie people were making, and they cracked down, and fan Bing Bing being the face of Chinese.
She was made an example of.
She was made a big example
of. And she was willing to play their game.
Yeah.
By the way, fun fact out of that, a wide release in China debuts on 20,000 theaters. Here in the United States, 2,500.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
That was the most jaw-dropping thing. Not that the Chinese government was mean. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.